it's in a country like Cameroon where the head of state kneel down in front of priests and popes, Catholic Church still have a strong power, a very huge audience, influence the population. And so criticizing, overly criticizing a priest, you have to dare it. And we try to explain. I try to explain that maybe in the Bible there are account of homosexuality as a sin, but that the historic and even anthropological evidence shows that Cameroon, as other African society, are not have. Mainly in some ways this same-sex account of in our culture. And it was a Tuesday and a Wednesday back in 2008, a Wednesday I went to the market just simply, and people recognized me. Not the guy who went to the TV yesterday explaining that homosexuality is very good and so on. I was a bit scary that by chance the discussion went well. I tried to give my arguments. I didn't convince anyone, trust me, but it was in fact what we wanted to create in ADEFO, a dialogue. By creating such an organization with such an overt name, Association for the Defense of Homosexuality, it was also to create a dialogue. The second threat was at the university itself, because I was so linked to my lecturer, who is a former student of Professor Peter Gishiri, Dr. Basile Ngio. He exchanged very much. He brought me some books when he came to Europe and went back. And at the Department of Anthropology, the news came out that we were in fact a couple, a gay couple at the university. And for me, it was not an issue. But at that time, it was not a good thing even to have a rumor like that. It went up to the dean's ears, and because when I fully joined ADEFO, I went many times to radio and TV, tried to discuss the issue, tried also to do the link with the HIV and AIDS burden and so on. So it went up to the dean ears. I was in the national broadcasting company, CRTV, a Sunday. And I don't know if the dean of the faculty himself listened to the program or they just told him. I was in Alice's office. Alice was not there. She was in France, I think. And someone called me to say, hey, the dean wants to talk to you. Wow, the dean? Maybe it's something good. And I went, it was a Monday, I think, by 5 p.m. And I just told a journalist who was a friend of ours, was a gay, that they didn't want to talk to me. I don't know why. Maybe I will let you know. Maybe I have a promotion there. And it happened that the dean understood what I, he listened to what I said to the radio about the anthropological evidence of homosexuality in some parts of Africa, and he was angry because at that time Ali's work and other organizations like attracted international attention to this issue, and most of the time when the head of state was traveling abroad, he was called on this issue to explain how a country that he presents as a democracy can jail people like that in the basis of their real or supposed sexual orientation. So the dean told me clearly that if it's the only topic that I can choose, he advised me to choose another topic because he doesn't want his his faculty of being linked with the trouble to the head of state. I was a bit shocked and surprised. My